Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Houston, president of IAS Training, original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, a couple of books that you really need to know about, and you can find them at his website, iastraining.com, along with a bunch of other stuff, right, Brad?
Yeah, they can actually sign up for my free newsletter there,
yep.
And that's a newsletter that comes out weekly, 3 times a month, depending on my travel schedule, but it's full of tips and techniques and ideas on not only goal setting, but sales.
And they can find out how to if they want to hire you, because you're dedicated to the hospitality and the jewelry industry. Those are two that I know you work with very closely, and a lot of retail, right?
Yeah, we're involved in a lot of retail and service industry, so to speak. So.
Right. So think about him to help you, and find out more about that at iastraining.com. We're talking about goal setting. Brad, and you've been helping us get established how to what a goal is, how to name it, and how to establish them and how to think about them. Now let's talk about some specific goals. What would be one specific one?
Well, what I did want to say is that I think that there's a couple of rules when setting goals. I think rule number one is it has to be written down.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between writing it and not writing it is the commitment that you make, as we talked about earlier. I think they have to be realistic and attainable. And I think they have to have some type of a statistical measurement to them so that we can measure our accomplishments toward hitting those goals. You know, for example, in the jewelry business, where they have Christmas time as their peak season. So we take the year-long goal and we divide it by 13 instead of dividing it by 12, because December actually makes up 2 segments mm-hmm. of that year's period of time. So we have some realistic and attainable goals that we're shooting to achieve, and it has a statistical measurement by which we can measure our progress, and then we can give people the coaching and the training that they need. But I would say that if your store or your company is running in an up position, I would take my minimum goal and make that last year's number. And then I would take my goal level and make that our current running rate. So in other words, if your business is running up 10% for this year, then that would be the goal for next year, is to maintain a 10% increase. Then stretch goal, I would double whatever my goal level
mm-hmm.
is. So stretch goal would then be 20% increase. Over,
but in order to accomplish that, you've got to have some specific, definable, measurable things that you're going to do to accomplish that.
Things
you
that
can't
you're
just,
doing
you
to
can't
accomplish
just
that.
Say it and wish it.
Yep, and you know the definition of insanity, don't you?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Continue to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have a better year next year than you had this year, you better have some actionable plan.
Something
by
new.
Which that you get some new information. For
and
example,
it might not be more of what you did last year. Right?
No, it may
you might
be
not
totally
just be
different.
Doubling down on that. What you did last year, especially with the way customers are, the way their expectations are changing, Brad. What you did last year might not even work next year, let alone doubling that.
It may not. Business is changing all the time. So that's where you got to keep abreast of all the current information. And maybe your goal is to attend an educational seminar once every month for the next mm-hmm. 12 months to find new ideas that you can bring into your business. So that might be a goal, is to further your knowledge and your education where it comes to running your business.
Or here's a good goal. Teach your employees how to set goals. Help
that's
them
exactly
set them.
Right, too.
Right? Training.
Yep, absolutely.
Training.
Yep.
You've heard of that,
training,
right?
Training, training, training. And I just think if we can create an environment of personal growth and development, maybe we set a goal for each of our staff members to read one book and do a book report to the entire group every month throughout
mm-hmm.
the next 12 months. That's going to increase your sales and
mm-hmm.
your business, because there's such a lack of knowledge and information out there that just it frankly frightens me. That anyway.
It's scary how people are trying to make a living out there without any kind of training or advancement in their own thinking or understanding of what's happening in the marketplace. It's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah. And then I would take the big goal of, you know, sales is the big goal, And that would break that down into many segments as far as how are we going to accomplish that goal. Are we going to do so many of this and so many of that and so many of this other thing? And actually breaking it down into increments that are achievable and attainable mm-hmm. and measurable that we can take people through and mm-hmm. actually start accomplishing these goals. So,
Brad, this has been great. Thank you so much for the time and for the wisdom and the great experience that you're sharing with us today. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure to.
Let's do it again.
And have a great holiday season and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IAStraining.com. We won't do without him for very long. He's been a great resource for us. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.